Tell us a little about yourself. Where exactly are you from and what school did you go to?
We are from Greece, exactly from Patras, the third largest city in Greece. And we went to the 21st lowest high school of Patras.
Okay. Why did you apply for the Erasmus program?
I personally wanted to help my English become better and learn more about new cultures and meet people.
Okay.
I also wanted to make new memories and make new friends.
Okay. What were your expectations when you arrived in Hungary? What were your expectations when you arrived in Hungary?
Personally, I didn't have high expectations because I knew that it's gonna be the same as Greece, but it was really beautiful. Your town, it's very cute, and it's like a village in Greece, and I love that. Also, Budapest, it's the most beautiful city I've ever seen, so beautiful.
Yeah, also I didn't expect anything different than what it was. I expected it to be really beautiful, and it was, and yeah, it was amazing. It is.
Okay. What was your first thought when you arrived?
I was really excited to visit the city and see its museums and everything. And I was also really excited to come to school and see you guys again.
But I think we were also a little bit anxious about the flight, about the airplane, and about sometimes I think some children worried about the family, so I don't know.
Okay. How is life here different from back home?
The biggest difference for me personally is the times you go to school. In Greece, we usually go to school at 8:15. And here you go to school 7:30. And that was the biggest difference for me. I didn't find anything much different.
For me, it's really peaceful here. In Greece, we have lots of traffic jams, and it's very noisy. So here it's really beautiful, peacefully, and I love the view with the river.
Okay. What subject did you like the most and why?
I'm not sure, but my favorite subject, I think it's history, because I love to learn about this in Greece and for another cultures.
I personally love chemistry, so I really love the experiments we did at the laboratory. And yeah, it's my favorite subject.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to take over from Hungarian school?
I think how you guys are so tidy and well managed, because in Greece our schools are a little more chaotic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, you have many classrooms, you have high school together also, for the younger children here.
Okay. What is easy to get to know Hungarian students?
I think you are very open to meeting new people. That's what I thought, and that makes it easier for us to communicate.
Okay. In what ways do you think young people in the two countries are similar or different?
I think we're the same because we look also like some kids and we have the same program, expect the hours. Yes, I don't find lots of differences.
Which Hungarian food did you like the most?
I think the Hungarian food I loved the most was goulash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it seemed very similar to something we have in Greece, a soup. So I liked it a lot.
For me, I think it is langos. I like it very much.
Is there a Hungarian costume that was strange to you?
I don't think, for me, no. Okay.
For me neither.
What was the best experience of the week so far?
For me, it was the museum that we went on Wednesday with the animals. It was really interesting.
I also really loved the experience with a dragon boat. It was something completely new for me. I've never even been on a kayak before. So I thought it was exciting.
Was there a challenge you had to face?
For me, the dragon boat. I was extremely afraid and I've never done this before. I think that was for me.
I think personally, sometimes for me was a little bit the communicating because a few people didn't know English very well. So it was a little hard, but it's okay.
What did you learn from this week?
I think we learned that we have many things in common with you guys and that we are, we were really lucky to meet you.
We also learn about your culture and I learned some words and I can understand some things.
Would you like to return to Hungary?
Of course.
I would love to come again. It was amazing.
If you had to describe this week in three words, what would it be?
I think exciting, funny, and beautiful. Yes.
I also think exciting, new, and amazing. Yeah.
What was the funniest moment?
Again, I believe the funniest moment was the dragon boat. We were struggling.
For me, it was the museum. Yes, it was really funny.
What did you take home as a memory?
Our memories with you guys. It was perfect here, yes.
Yeah, basically every moment we shared together.